Kentucky.
It's 7 o'clock on the Bobby Harper Show from the Big 79. Fantastic, fabulous Fifth Dimension and Sweet Blindness drinking some of Daddy's cheap old Muscatel wine. Yeah, 7:03, friends. 7:03, the Bobby Harper Show on a Monday morning, November 17th, 1969. Time to invite in our little fellow with a bugle, making sure everybody's awake. So would you send him on in? Robert E. Lee Pruitt, come on in. Take care of biz, Robert E. Lee. Up and at him, friends. Rise and shine. On the floor or on the bus. Right, move on out. Your dreams won't come true if you sweep your life away. Good. All right. How about a round of applause for Robert E. Lee Pruitt there, gang? All right? Yeah. While we're talking about applause, a great big cheer goes out to St. X this morning, and also a great big cheer to undefeated Butler Bears. All right? Yeah. Okay. Past 7 o'clock, 7:05, the weather word reads, showers, likely, cloudy, windy, and warmer. Actually, I did that backwards, but it's not much difference there. Cloudy, windy, and warmer with showers likely. Today's high 67, tonight's low 57, and it's currently 48 degrees from WAKY. Participating Ashland dealers.
Skinny Bobby Harper.
Little Stevie Wonder. At 7:06 on WAKY. On WAKY, yesterday, yes for you, all right, hang on, well, the record is fading out. I'm trying to peel a label off of an envelope here to find out exactly who these people are. Oh, the sneaky devils, look at that. I got a letter, Friday, I guess it was, or something, from a group of people, Pam, Patty, Steve, John M., Brian, Hossfly, and then in parentheses, two, whatever that means, and Gwen and Jean. It says the committee, the group, or whomever, and they just say hi and say hi to us. And then on the envelope, it's got the Bluebird Bar and Grill, but it's pasted over, you know, it's a business envelope, and it's pasted over the address, and the sneaky devils have cut out, they've actually taken the time to cut out the name of the company out there. Thinking maybe I'd peel off the Bluebird Cafe sign, which I did, and all I find is glue. So anyway, how to Pam, Patty, Steve, John, and the rest of the gang over there, wherever they are, at the Bluebird Cafe.
W-A-K-Y.
Or the Bluebird Bar and Grill, although I don't believe that, you know. Just a second. Come in.
Hi there in Radio Land. How's everything? Everything's fine and dandy. How are you?
Good. You know, it's Monday. Things are always fine on Monday.
Aren't they, though? I thought the same thing for a long time. I always did like Monday. Sort of reminded me of... Well, reminded me of my first husband's, what it does, Monday does.
Any particular reason for that?
No reason. No reason at all. Just like sewing reminds me of my second husband's, and knitting reminds me of my, you know, I go on and on and on.
Fine. But so you don't seem too happy today.
Well, I'm not really too happy. I'm all right, I guess, but I got my doctor bill, and I tell you, it's terrible. It's really terrible. $400 down, and $50 a month for the next 2 years.
Sounds a lot like buying a car.
Yes, he is, matter of fact.
Oh, come on. Let's roll the dice to see who buys the coffee, all right?
Good idea. I'll roll first. Come on, Mother. Hope to see you win one time. Come on, baby. There, I got a 9. That might be good.
No, it won't be good enough, I don't think. Watch this. There, 11.
Oh, 11 beats a 9, right?
You're absolutely correct.
All righty. Well, I'll buy the coffee, and I'll be back in a little later on.
Thank you.
W-A-K-Y.
11 past 7 on WAKY on the day, Monday, November the 17th, 1969. Today is Be Kind to Sam Albert's Day.
3 LPs given every day. So put your wheels on and groove in at Tape Center number 2 in the Green Tree Mall in Clarksville. It's the answer to a stereo lover's dream.
Battelle, WAKY News. U.S. Senator John Sherman Cooper of Kentucky says the huge anti-war moratorium in Washington will not change the course of U.S. involvement in Vietnam. Louisville police officer Douglas Gruner is hospitalized but in satisfactory condition after being shot twice in the chest. An arrest has been made. Kentucky's Lieutenant Governor Wendell Ford has called for the abolition of the Electoral College system in favor of direct presidential election by the people. WAKY temperature, 51 degrees.
Thank you, Don. It's 14 past 7. Here's B.J. Thomas.
Raindrops are falling on my head.
By B.J. Thomas from the motion picture Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Paul Newman, Robert Redford, and the little gal from The Graduate. I forget her name. Oh, Catherine. It's right there. Catherine Ross. That's right. Good enough. Thank you. 16 past 7 o'clock, 7:16 on a Monday morning, November the 17th, 1969. As mentioned, this is the first day of National Asparagus Week. Possibly might be a good idea tonight, Mom, for you to serve the old man some asparagus with some of that, you know, cream sauce over it, right? He'll say, what's asparagus for? And you very casually and very calmly let him know that you're more than just a housewife, but also a connoisseur in what's happening in the world. And you casually say, well, after all, Charlie, it is National Asparagus Week. Kind of shut him up for a while. It's National Children's Book Week, National Diabetes Week. Time to take a check for diabetes. National Stamp Collecting Week. On this day in history, Sir Walter Raleigh was tried for treason in 1604. The Congress of the United States held its first session in the city of Washington in 1800, and in 1869 the Suez Canal opened, and in 1881 Samuel Gompers organized this country's first labor union. Little consolation to those 15,000 families in the Louisville area who are on strike, getting by on $12 a week. Today's the birthday of British Field Marshal Montgomery, Olympic decathlon champion Bob Mathias, and actor Rock Hudson. Now, I found that, you know, it was Rock Hudson's birthday by looking in a horoscope magazine. It had all the people's birthdays, but it didn't say how old he is. So I was thinking, if anybody in good old Radio Land knows exactly how old Rock Hudson is, give me a call. 583-8803. That's 583-8803. And, you know, we'll put it on the air if you know. We're not just going to take your word for it, but, you know, sort of like in some way have some kind of proof, and we'll figure out how old he is. I have to guess. I got to guess he's in the middle 40s, right? Oh, yeah, got to be. High today, 67. Low tonight, 57. High tomorrow, 63. It's currently 48 degrees from WAKY.
Register for the Maverick or the money at Louisville Motors. They're downtown.
Well, we had quite a few calls, and the phone's still ringing, so I thought we'd just pick them up and answer them as they go along. Right on, huh? Hello. Hello, WAKY. Anybody
Hello?
There? Yes, can I help you?
I think Rock Hudson is 59.
How do you know that?
Well, I read it in a magazine.
Okay, very good. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Right. W-A-K-Y. W-A-K-Y. W-A-K-Y.
You asked how old Rock Hudson is?
Yeah.
He's 46.
46?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know that, huh?
Well, we got my uncle works at Hollywood.
Your uncle works in Hollywood.
Well, he's not a producer or anything, but he works out there. He takes care of the records and stuff for some movies, and he told me.
I see. Very good. Thanks for calling then.
Okay.
Right. W-A-K-Y. Hello.
This is Jeffrey Estes.
Yeah, Jeffrey.
And I was looking at 1969 Reader's Digest Almanac.
Mm-hmm.
And it says he's 44.
44. That's what I have to agree with. A little girl called earlier named Susie Bosler called up. She works for Medical Arts Building, and she said that Rock Hudson was born on the very same day as her mother. So he's 44. I appreciate that, Jeffrey. Thanks for calling. Right. Bye-bye. Yeah. Okay, we finally found out how old he was. He's 44 years old, and that takes care of that. Now let's take care of this.
W-A-K-Y.
A school is more than bricks and mortar and budgets. This message is brought to you by the 5th District Education Association.
3 years ago today.
7:21 on the Big 79 for a Monday morning with the Seekers.
Hey there, Georgie girl.
The Seekers on WAKY, going back to 1966 for an oldie but a goodie. Time for our Moo Cow report for a Monday morning.
There are four Moo Cows.
I see.
on the streets of Louisville this morning.
Okay, fine and dandy. We have Officer Bruce standing by with this morning's traffic advisories. Bruce, what's the word there, old buddy?
Traffic condition puke.
I see.
Traffic condition puke.
Okay, on the Watterson Expressway this morning, north and south, northbound and southbound, Watterson Expressway. That doesn't make any sense. Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry. On the north-south expressway and the Watterson Expressway. Yes, traffic is slow, but it's moving steadily. Also, there's a fire at 4800 block of Springdale Road. Firemen are being sent to the scene, and of course, you're strongly advised to avoid the 4800 block of Springdale Road. You'll obviously be tied up. Let's see, Poplar Level and Preston Highway, traffic is bumper to bumper. Oh, injury accident, Breckenridge Lane south of Hikes Point. Sitt County Police are on the scene, they're on the way to the scene, possibly there by now. That's Breckenridge Lane, south of Hikes Point, so drive accordingly if you will.
W-A-K-Y.
Check the time at exactly 7:24, friends. 7:24 on the Bobby Harper Show, and it's time for our thought for the day. Inspirational and provocative. We add, hoping to add a little bit of renewed strength and increased faith into your otherwise troubled life. Our thought for the day: you can lead a horse to water, but if you can get him to lay on his back and float, then you've really, really got something, friends. There it is. A thought for the day, brought to you by the makers of aluminum screens. Listen tomorrow for tomorrow's thought for the day. For Motorola, the finest name in home stereo. Call them today. The phone number again is 585-5126. At 7:25 on a Monday morning, 48 degrees. Nice, nice day outside. Here's Glenn Campbell.
If you see your brother standing on the narrow-minded street.
By Glenn Campbell. Monday morning from the big 79 WAKY, Bobby Harper here, November the 17th, right? 1969, currently 48 degrees. Check the time at 7:28, 28 past 7 o'clock. And friends, as you know, every Friday we dust off the old crystal ball, put on our magical turban made out of old Adolf Rupp undershirts, and after a brief incantation of magical, mystical words, we predict the outcome of both the UK and the U of L football games. And then, of course, every Monday, we go back and review our predictions. This, of course, means usually that yours truly, the wizard of the airwaves, the foremost forecaster of football for prognostication, comes on and shouts, "I told you so," for about 10 times an hour. I mean, that's how correct I usually am. So let's check out our predictions from last Friday. First of all, I predicted that Florida would beat Kentucky 37-10. And the final score was Florida 31, Kentucky 6. I know you don't like that idea, but still, again, how more perfect could I be, right? I predict 37-10, it's 31-6. I mean, that's just about perfect. I predicted that in the U of L Wichita game, the final score would be Wichita 28 and Louisville 17, right? Hold it. That was my prediction. The final score was Louisville 13 and Wichita 7. All right. Okay, hold it down now. Thank you very much.
W-A-K-Y.
It's exactly 7:30 on the big 79.
Mr. Transmission will put in condition the worst transmissions in town.
That's right, friends. Here in Louisville, Mr. Transmission is located at 800 Baxter Avenue, 7115 Preston Highway. And over there in good old New Albany, Sin City of Floyd County, Mr. Transmission is 433 State Street.
The big 79.
W-A-K-Y, Louisville, Kentucky.
La, 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 la. It's 7:31 on the Bobby Harper Show. By Bobby Sherman on WAKY, it's called "There Ain't Nothing in This World That I Couldn't Do," right? We have three property damage accidents to report this morning. Three property damage accidents and an injury accident. First of all, the property damage accidents at Brownsboro and Hillcrest. Also, on the Watterson ramp of the north-south Bardstown Road exit on the north, the Bardstown exit ramp on the Watterson Expressway. There's a property damage accident. That's the Bardstown entrance ramp on the Watterson Expressway. And also westbound lane of I-71. The westbound, of course, would be, you know, coming into town on I-71 at the Zorn ramp there. There's a property damage accident there, so avoid all three areas if at all possible. And an injury accident reported at Breckenridge Lane, south of Hikes Lane. Turned out to be no injury, apparently. Excuse me, I didn't read the last line before I got to it. There's no injury there after all, so that's good news, right? Okay, that takes care of that. Now let's take care of this.
W-A-K-Y.
It's exactly 25 from 8 o'clock, and this morning these headlines tell us what in the world's happening. A quarter of a million march peacefully in Washington. Shively woman says she'll continue to eat small can of salted peanuts every quarter hour to show her support of Nixon's war policy. Apollo 12 continues perfect flight to the moon. Agnew prepares speech, will declare Tiny Tim, Liberace, and entire state of Arkansas as un-American freaks. GE strike continues, heavy financial burden on 15,000 strikers. Putney Swope opens Buick dealership. Whatchamacallit Memory School opens in Fern Creek. Flying Nun has baby, Mary Poppins gets married, Ken and Barbie divorced, Mother Goose arrested on narcotics charges. Hollenbach to fill 200 vacancies. Okolona dentist to fill 18 cavities. Cancels appointment, goes golfing. Fairdale cheerleaders named best in state. Ford Butler students saved couple from fire. Termite with false teeth walks into Clarksville Tavern, asks, is the bartender here? And morning DJ ends humorous headlines with brief reminder, if you can't make both ends meet, make one a vegetable.
Dial 11 phone call when the rates are low, every night and all weekend long. If you don't know how, look in your directory. You'll find all the information to dial long distance direct.
The call of love, a special thing for you. A special ring for you from the one you love. I love him phone call. I love him phone call. I love him phone call.
Make your loving phone call tonight.
I love him phone call.
Angel
Eastwood from Paramount Pictures.
Exclusive engagement now at Cinema One on Bardstown Road.
Skinny Bobby Harper.
4 years ago today.
Okay, friends, 1965 for this one. Bringing back memories already, right? The Temptations. My Girl.
Good morning, I'm Don Satel, WAKY News. Don Satel, WAKY News.
Bobby Harper on a Monday morning, WAKY Music. Well, I'm very glad you called, Lenny. Thank you very much, ma'am. Right, thank you. We had another call from the mother of that little girl who swallowed the Kennedy half-daughter, and apparently there is still no change. Oh, yeah, okay.
WAKY.
Check the time. It's 12 minutes away from 8 o'clock in the morning, 12 from 8, and it's quiz time here in the big 79. Got a paper and pencil handy? Or a magic marker or something? Okay, here is the quiz. You ready for the quiz? Good enough. What do Livingston Gilbert, Debbie Fortney, and Mrs. J. Epstein have in common? Choice of three. A. They all ran through the lobby of the Seelbach Hotel wearing nothing but two cans of Franco-American spaghetti. Or B, two of the three have an autographed picture of Bill Bailey on their bedroom dresser. Or C, they all drive the world's best $2,000 automobile. I'll have the answer for you in 60 seconds.
Spring, fall, city, dear, it gives you more. Fall, city, gives you more.
Okay, the answer to our quiz, friends, the answer to our quiz, they all drive the world's best $2,000 automobile. And, of course, that is D-A-T-S-U-N, the Datsun. Right, and available, incidentally, at Warren Proctor Datsun, 1231 South Shelby, just a block south of Oak. Now, I'd suggest very strongly that today, sometime maybe at lunch hour or on the way home, you kind of like drive in there and say hi to Odie Warren. Or if he's not around, maybe he'll be working on somebody's transmission, then say hi to Jerry. Jerry's the son who also takes care of biz. Datsun, of course, known all around the world for economy, maneuverability, and price. Price means the world's best $2,000 automobile. 96 horsepower standard. Consumer Reports magazine says Datsun is the number one economy car on the market. That's right, the number one economy car on the market. I'd suggest you say hi to Odie or Jerry Warren at Warren Proctor Datsun. Datsun, of course, is not only the greatest car in the world as far as the price is concerned, but Mr. Odie Warren down there really takes care of biz because, well, he began the whole thing as a mechanic, see? And there ain't no way that he's going to find himself involved with a car that there's a lot of problems and is going to you know, give him a bad name as far as, oh, let's take it back to Odie. He'll take care of it, right, because it's always breaking down. See Odie Warren at Warren Proctor Dodson, 1231 South Shelby. That's 1231 South Shelby. And if you want to say that a skinny kid on the radio sent you by, that's okay. If you don't want to say it, that's okay, too.
1 year ago today.
Miss Dionne Warwick on the Big 79. Do you know the way to San Jose? Dionne Warwick, do you know the way to San Jose, right? Four property damage accidents to remind you of this morning. 1550 Belmar Drive. Also, there is a property damage accident. Westbound lane of I-71 at the Zorn entrance ramp there. Also, let me see here. Lake Dreamland Road and Overbrook. There's a field fire at Lake Dreamland Road and Overbrook. Lake Dreamland firemen are being sent to the scene of the fire right now. Also, the Bardstown Road entrance ramp on the Waterson Expressway, there's a property damage accident, and Broadsboro and Hillcrest. Now, those last two happened about 25, 30 minutes ago, so possibly those are taken care of. But drive accordingly, if you will. It's 48 degrees. The weather word is cloudy, windy, kind of warmer, with showers likely. 48 degrees at 6 minutes away from 8. 6 minutes away from 8 on the Big 79. Now, through the cooperation of Mrs. Louise Allen of Jeffersonville, it's time for this morning. Better living through astrology. Today we've chosen the zodiac sign of Archer, the Sagittarius. So for you folks born between November 22nd and December the 21st, here is your horoscope for the day. Those born under the sign of Sagittarius, the Archer, are impulsive, idealistic, and extremely honest. Their other admirable traits are magnetism and warmth. However, Sagittarians are also inconsistent and self-indulgent, and their greatest fault is procrastination. Today, your ruling planet Jupiter is greatly affected by Virgo. This means that the stars suggest such activities as guarding against accidents, eating a grapefruit every half hour, thinking at least one naughty thought at lunch hour, and in conclusion, do not spend a great deal of time listening to the advice of others, especially your boss, your wife, anybody wearing yellow, bicycle salesman, or policeman who talk funny. Because Sagittarius rules the hips and thighs, it would be advisable for Sagittarian women to wear tight-fitting purple toreadors to the office today. However, if you weigh 140 or over, stick to the usual full skirts. Sagittarian men would find it beneficial for both personal and business reasons to wear ballerina tights. Of course, there'll be the usual wisecracks from the guys, but who are they to doubt your stars? Travel is indicated sometime this week, possibly on your lucky day, Thursday. However, Friday is your unlucky day. In other words, don't board a plane late Thursday that's due to land after midnight. It might land all right. Ahead of schedule. The same, of course, goes for bus trips, especially if you can tell that the majority of the passengers are the regular kind. You know, winos, sailors with loud transistors, and old men who cough. So be careful. Today is very unsettled for those born under the sign of Sagittarius.
Here's a new song by Johnny Marks, composer of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. There's a beneficial office near you.
All right, don't forget there are five beneficial offices all within the sound of my voice. One at Lakes Point, Shively, Clarksville, and there's two downtown. See the white pages of your telephone book for the beneficial finance office nearest you.
The point that I'm making very strongly is just simply have the boss give him a call. The number is 282-0301. That's 282-0301. 282-0301. If you forget the number, no sweat. It's the very first number listed on page 310 of the phone book. The very first number listed on page 310 of the phone book. I'd get together with some of the other girls in the office this morning, sort of form a conspiracy, and about 11:30 just walk in and say, hey, want to save $22,000 a year? He'll say, how? And you say, get a coffee service. He'll say, okay, who? And you say, Puddler, Huber, Intercontinental Coffee Plan. That's right, the Huber folks. 282-0301. Blood, sweat, and tears. The blood, sweat, and tears sounds on the Big 79, 3 past 8. Friends, 8:03 in the Bobby Harper Show. Time for our Moo Cow report for a Monday morning.
There are 3 Moo Cow on the streets of Louisville this morning.
W-A-K-Y. Thank you. The weather word is cloudy, kind of windy, and kind of warmer with showers likely. Today's high 67. Tonight's low back down around 57, and the hotter low back up around 63. Keeping a pulse on the traffic situation in the greater Louisville area, let's call on good old Officer Bruce. What's the word there, Brucey?
Traffic condition magenta.
Uh-huh.
Traffic condition magenta.
the Gentile.
Riverside Expressway traffic is moving extremely well this morning. Along the Watterson, traffic is normal, bumper to bumper. Traffic throughout St. Matthews is moving well this morning. There's a property damage accident on Cane Run Road near Crumbs Lane. That's Cane Run Road near Crumbs Lane this morning, so drive accordingly. And there's a property damage accident at Fern Valley and Preston. That's Fern Valley and Preston. And Henrietta Handicapper's coming in exactly 60 seconds.
Good at
If you prefer, friends, use Masters, BankCard, Shoppers, or Bank America. Both stores are open tonight until 9 p.m. That's Lewis's. And don't forget to hang on for the lucky buck coming up in a matter of minutes here. Where is it? Oh, there it is. Okay. Coming up this morning here on the Big 79. It's currently 48 degrees in the Bobby Harper Show. And we'd like to remind you also that we have with us this morning not only, the usual raft of assorted gang, assorted folks, but also the skinny Bobby Harper talent under the air coming up in a matter of minutes. But right now, attention racing fans. Attention racing fans. Thank you. After phenomenally picking 3 out of 5 winners last week at Churchill Downs, here she is, friend, preparing for her fourth fantastic week of astonishing, evening the experts with her daily best bets. Ladies and gentlemen, Henrietta Handicapper. All right. Will you send her on in there?
In Radio Land, it's only me, Henrietta Handicapper.
Fine, Henrietta, I thought we'd take a check. Last week he had 3 winners out of 5, 2 bobs on Monday, midnight hour on Wednesday, and Lord Mannequin on Friday.
Don't mention Tuesdays.
Well, Tuesdays was scratch.
Oh, I mean, don't mention Thursdays.
Thursdays, a horse...
I said don't mention it.
We got to mention it to keep the record straight. Thursday, your horse finished 5th.
That was because of the mud, clown. She isn't a mudder. It wasn't a mudder.
Oh, what happened on Saturday?
Well, don't mention Saturday.
Saturday was the jockey club, the big one out there, and you picked Admiral Shield.
Well, he finished 3rd. I mean, it's no big disgrace, you know. I didn't... He came in pretty good.
Well, okay. Anyway, let's start. This is the 4th week now, and so far I think you're 5 out of 14.
That isn't bad, though. That is...
No, I know it isn't bad. That's pretty good, in fact.
Yeah. So what do you want me to pick the one for today?
Yes, yeah. Do you have a pick ready for today?
Well, if you give me a little fanfare, make this thing sound more than just, the Mickey Mouse Club, I'm not having that Funicello, you know.
Okay, here she is, friends, with her best bet at Churchill Downs today.
Hello there, racing fans, you sneaky, sexy devils. Here's my best bet at Churchill Downs today. Running in the eighth race. My best bet is Sale Day. That's right, Sale Day.
Any particular reason for that?
No, it doesn't have to be a reason.
No, not necessarily.
All righty, there it is. It's going to be Sale Day today, friend, so put your money where your mouth is, as they say, or cross a horse for the fish and put a fin on his nose.
Thank you for dropping in. It's 7 past 8 on the Big 79. 7 past 8, Bobby Harper here with the Creedence Clearwater Revival down on the corner. Today is Be Kind to Sam Albert's Day. I want to make mention of that again. If you know Sam, then be kind today, if you will. 48 degrees. 7 past 8.
Down on the corner, out in the street, playing the pump for the fame, bringing your felt happy feet. Down on the corner, out in the street, playing the pump for the fame, bringing your felt happy.
Oh, is it over? Oh, excuse me, friends. I'm sorry. I was just sitting here browsing through this month's selection from the Book of the Month Club, How to Dodge the H-Bombs, Pigeons, and the Draft. Not a little carried away, is it?
W-A-K-Y.
It's 10 past 8 of a Big 79, 10 past 8 on the Bobby Harper radio program. Attention homeowners, if you've a first or second mortgage...
If you want to be kissed, see Lindy Pontiac Cadillac, the Kissables.
Where's Officer Bruce?
Traffic condition, Mo.
Thank you.
Traffic condition, Mo.
Okay, friends, 2 more property damage accidents to report. 4th and St. Catherine this morning, and also at 7th and Algonquin, the White Castle parking lot, there's been a property damage accident. No sense getting into the particulars about that, because obviously you won't believe me, right?
3 years ago today.
My man, Ray Charles.
It's crime.